ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिःशृणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः अङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानां शुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगांस्थविष्ठान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुं मायया भोजयन्नो मायासङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् प्राश्य भोगांस्थविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् समति विभवान् ज्योतिषास्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनैः स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगतगुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः ॐ सर्वरूपमयी देवी सर्वं देवीमयं जगत् अतोऽहं विश्वरूपां तां नमामि परमेश्वरी We have been seeing how Gaudapada Acharya again analyzes the same mantra, presenting the differences and also the common features between these padas. So specifically, the words which he uses as agrahanam, anyatha grahanam. This agrahanam is the Maya Karyam. This Maya alone is in the form of agrahanam, ignorance of the truth. Tattva apratibodha is agrahanam. Non-recognition of the truth, not seeing the truth, not seeing what is agrahanam, ignorance. And anyatha grahanam, mistaking the truth to be different from what it is, erroneous perception of the truth is anyatagraham. And this is there on the part of Vishwa and Tejasa. Whereas Prajna, and also Prajna, the Prajna has only agrahanam, not anyatagrahanam. Whereas Turiyam is free from both these problems. The Turiyam is free. These two aspects, in the form of cause and effect, agrahanam is the cause, anyatagrahanam is the effect. These two factors, in the form of cause and effect alone, bind Vishwa and Tejasa, also Prajna. Whereas Turiyam being free from this, Turiyam is not bound. The Turiyam is absolute reality, implying abstract reality, formless reality, the pure consciousness or pure awareness. Okay. So we have seen up to the 13th Karika. Yesterday if we stopped there only. So he also used another term, Nidra and Swapnam. Swapnaha. Nidra is sleep. Just as in sleep we do not see anything. So sleep is a thing, but not one, the individual not knowing one's own existence is sleep, really speaking. This is deep sleep. And not knowing one's own self, resulting in seeing something to be different from what it is anyatagrahanam, which is swapnaha. So he also uses the agrahanam is meant by the word nidra, sleep. Anyatagrahanam, so non-apprehension is meant by the word nidra, sleep. And misapprehension, erroneous perception, anyatagrahanam is meant by the word swapna, dream. So with this turiyaha, turiya chaitanyam, the formless abstract reality, which is of the nature of pure awareness or pure consciousness, meant by the word turiyam, all is actually free from all these problems. We understood that. Fourteenth Karika, we'll read today. Swapna nidra yuta vadyau. Swapna nidra yuta vadyau. Page 339. Those who are following Sanskritam. Swapna nidra yuta vadyau. Swapna nidra yuta vadyau. Prajnyastvat swapna nidraya. Prajnyastvat swapna nidraya. Prajnyastvat swapna nidraya. Prajnyastvat swapna nidraya. Nanidram chaiva swapnam. Nanidra naiva cha swapnam. Nanidra naiva cha swapnam. Nanidran naiva cha swapnam. Naiva cha swapnam. Turiye pashyanti nischitaha. Turiye pashyanti nischitaha. Nanidran naiva cha swapnam. Nanidran naiva cha swapnam. Turiye pashyanti nischitaha. Nischitaha. So here, definitely, what is implied by the word Turiyam, what is said to be as though the fourth person or the fourth state is nothing but abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality. That reality is of the nature of knowing, pure awareness. So pure knowledge or pure consciousness or pure awareness alone is the meaning of the word Turiyam. And Turiyam is absolutely free from ignorance, the agrahanam, or ignorance caused anyatha agrahanam. The erroneous perception. Thereby, this Turiyam is free from bondage also. I am that Turiyam Atma. That should become our understanding. So here, he says, Adyau. Adyau means the first two. Adyaha means first. Isn't it? Adyau, the first two states of experience. That is, waking state and dream state. There, the experiencer obtaining as the jiva, as waker and the dreamer, are the first two. Swapna nidra yutau. Waker and dreamer, experiencer, obtaining the first two states of experience. No. Let me come to further. Let me wait. Please wait. Swapna nidra yutau adyau. The first, the experiencer obtaining as experiencer jiva, obtaining as the waker and dreamer in first two states, waking and the dream, are endowed with swapna nidra. Swapnaha and nidra. It means, here nidra stands for ignorance. Swapna stands for erroneous perception. Swapna nidra yutau. Swapna nidra yutau means, this experiencer jiva has ignorance caused erroneous perception in both states as Vishwa and Taijasa. Swapna nidra yutau adyau. Adyau, first two, this jiva, first two means Vishwa and Taijasa, obtaining through states of experience, are endowed with this, both these problems in terms of sleep and dream, that is ignorance and erroneous perception. Prajnaha tu asvapna nidraya. Your doubt is clarified, Swamiji. Asvapna nidraya. Prajnaha. Whereas the prajnaha, the sleeper, experiencer, obtaining in deep sleep state, is endowed with the only problem of ignorance. So dreamless ignorance, dreamless sleep. Dreamless sleep means what? Erroneous perception free ignorance. Because it is not half ignorance, it is total ignorance. If ignorance is half, then erroneous perception also is possible. If ignorance is total, error is not possible. Isn't it? Error is not there. So still he is endowed with this one problem of total ignorance, which is error-free ignorance. So aswapra nidraya, dreamless sleep. He is endowed with a dreamless sleep in terms of error-free ignorance. Whereas, na nidram naivacha swapnam turiye pashyanti nischitaha. Here the word nischitaha means people of ascertained vision of the truth. People who do not have any doubt at all about the truth. This truth, there's only reality which is pure consciousness, which is there as though the fourth, and this consciousness is the content of I. Therefore, who have taken ownership of consciousness as Aham Brahmasmi. So those people who are endowed with the vision that I am Aham Brahmasmi, those people, ascertained vision, they do not see the sleep and dream in consciousness. They do not see sleep and dream and the part of Turiya Atma. Which sleep and dream in terms of ignorance and erroneous perception. We yesterday we saw this same meaning is again repeated in this mantra. Upanishad again Acharya Gaudapada Acharya is repeating. I am not repeating. So we have understood very well. So why do I repeat? Acharya wants to repeat. So Swapnaha, we are reading the Bhashyam. So meaning is very simple. Vakarika is very simple. Swapnaha Anyatha Grahanam. Now Shankar Bhagavatpada explains what does Gaudapada Acharya mean by these two words, sleep and dream. Swapnaha Anyatha Grahanam. Okay, page for English 340. Okay. Swapnaha Anyatha Grahanam. Dream meant by Acharya here is Anyatha Grahanam, erroneous perception. Sarpahaiva Rajvam. It is like seeing the snake upon the rope, seeing the snake on the rope. It is like mistaking the rope to be a snake. So what is Swapnaha? Dream is a thing but erroneous perception, like mistaking the rope to be a snake. Nidrokta, Nidra Ukta, Tattva Apratibodha Lakshanam Tamaha. Nidra is said to be Tattva Apratibodha Lakshanam Tamaha. Ignorance in the form of non-recognition of the truth. Ignorance, the non-recognition of the truth alone is meant by the word sleep, Nidra. So again, same agrahanam, anyatha agrahanam alone are meant by this word sleep, nidra and swapnaha. Tabhyam swapna nidrabhyam yuktau vishvatajasau. Vishvatajasau, repeatedly hearing you will learn samskritam, definitely. Vishvatajasau, vishva and taijasa, yuktau are endowed with those both Swapnidra and Swapnaha. They are endowed with Swapnanidrabhyam Yuktau. Vishwa and Taijasa are endowed with these two problems of ignorance and erroneous perception, which are said to be sleep and ignorance, sleep and dream. Very simple, isn't it? Ataha, that is the reason tau karya karana baddhau ityuktau. Earlier, in the very first shloka, it was mentioned that this Vishwa and Taijas are bound by cause and effect. They are mentioned, this is the reason why they are said to have been mentioned. They were mentioned that they are bound by cause and ignorance in the form of ignorance and erroneous perception. Ataha tau karya karana baddhau iti uktau. Prajnyastu swapna varjita kevalaya eva nidraya yutaha iti karana baddhaha iti uktam. Earlier it was mentioned that this prajna is bound only by the cause in him of ignorance. Because prajna is endowed with the dreamless sleep. Erroneous perception free total ignorance. Error free total ignorance. Therefore, Anyway, having the status of being a Vishwa involves bondage. Having the status of being a Tejasa involves bondage. Even having the status of being the Prajna also involves bondage in potential condition. There's no freedom. Therefore, and who is, where is the freedom? Turiye na ubhayam pashyanti turiye. Na ubhayam pashyanti turiye. Nischitaha. So nischitaha means what? Brahma vidaha. So Shankara Bhagavatpada writes, nischitaha means people of definite vision. Brahma vidaha. Knowers of the truth, knowers of the reality Brahma, they do not see this swapna anidra on the part of Turiyam. So in Turiyam there is no ajnanam or ajnanam caused erroneous perception. Ignorance and ignorance caused erroneous perception are not there in consciousness on the part of Turiya Atma. This is how wise people, knowers of the truth Brahman, see. Why it is not there? Why ignorance is not there? Ignorance itself is not there. Therefore, ignorance caused a problem. Erroneous perception also cannot be there in consciousness because viruddhatvat. Viruddhatvat. Viruddhatvat means what? Darkness and light cannot coexist. They are opposed to each other. Similarly, this ignorance and consciousness, ignorance and reality cannot coexist because of their nature. Vruddhatva savitari eva tamaha. Just as darkness cannot be there on the part of the sun, darkness cannot be there in the sun. Because sun is ever of the nature of light. Therefore, light is ever opposed to the darkness. There cannot be darkness. Similarly here, this absolute reality, abstract formless reality, which is ever of the nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness, cannot have ignorance which is opposed to it. अतः न कार्य कारण बद्धः. So ignorance can enjoy its existence in awareness. Please make a note. Ignorance can enjoy its existence in the presence of awareness, but it is not there for the awareness. Awareness does not have ignorance. But the ignorance can enjoy existence in the awareness, in the presence of the awareness. Again, as what is mithya only, not really. Absolutely there is no ignorance, because ignorance and consciousness cannot coexist. Whereas ignorance is there, in the enjoys existence in the presence of consciousness as mithya. Mithya ignorance alone can be there. Real ignorance cannot be there, is not there. When I say ignorance can enjoy existence in the presence of consciousness, means as mithya it can exist, but not as real ignorance. Because what is there is only the reality, and that reality is pure knowledge. Ataha na karya karana baddha. So what? Because this Turiya Atma is free from ignorance and ignorance caused erroneous perception in terms of sleep and dream, it is free from bondage. Ataha na karya karana baddha. Turiya Atma is not bound cause and effect in terms of ignorance and erroneous perception. Ituktaha turiyaha. So this is the context we have to understand now. So absolutely what is there is only pure knowledge, pure consciousness. So ignorance is only relative. Absolutely there is no such a thing called ignorance at all. So also absolutely this in the quantum way to understand, absolutely there is no such a thing called non-existence also. If pure consciousness alone is there absolutely, pure consciousness is of the nature of existence, which alone is in the form of the existence of the mithya world of duality. Therefore, absolutely what is there is only existence. There is no such a thing called non-existence at all. Very subtle. Okay. Then next this month, the 14th karika is over. 15th karika we'll see. Kada turiye nischitaha bhavati iti uchyate. When a person become established in the vision of the truth, the turiya chaitanyam, turiya atma, turiye kada nischitaha bhavati. When does the person become established in the vision of the turiya atma? That is discussed in this following karika. Anyatha grinnata svapno nidra tattvamajanataha. Anyatha grinnata svapno nidra tattvamajanataha. Viparyaseta yohokshine. Viparyaseta yohokshine. Turiyam padamashnute. Turiyam padamashnute. Anyatha grinnata svapno nidra tattvamajanataha. Anyatha grinnata svapno nidra tattvamajanataha. Viparyasetayohokshine. Turiyam padamashnute. Namashnute. See, anyatha grinnataha, for the person who has this problem of erroneous perception, there is dream. There is a dream. Swapnaha. The dream, or what is dream? Having to live in this world of duality, having to go through the life of transmigration itself is what a dream only. So having been born, going to experience of pairs of opposites, exhausting one's parabdha in this world, being subject to this world of, subject to this life of beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths itself is samsara, is what? Going to samsara is dream. And is purely because of erroneous perception. Therefore, it is said, it's there only for the person who is erroneously perceiving the truth. Anyatha grinnataha. For a person who is erroneously seeing the truth to be different from what it is, in terms of who mistakes his body, mind, his complex for the self. Not knowing what the truth is, mistaking the body, mind, and complex for the truth is what? Anyatha grahanam. For such a person, there is a dream. Isn't it? The dream is for such a person. Nidra tattvam ajanataha. And the sleep is for the person who does not know the truth. Nidra, the sleep is there for the person who does not know the truth. Are you all following? Tattvam ajanataha. Tattvam ajanataha. Janataha means for the one who is knowing. Ajanataha, for the person who does not know the truth, there is sleep. For the person who erroneously sees the truth, for him there is dream. If the person does not know the truth, he is in sleep. If he is in sleep, and he is subject to experience the dream also, in terms of erroneous perception. And even these two problems, in terms of sleep and dream, okay, these two problems, the sleep and dream, in terms of ignorance and ignorance caused erroneous perception, when they become resolved, tayoho viparyase kshine. When this tayoho viparyase kshine, then what happens? Turiyam padam ashnute. Turiyam padam ashnute. A person attains the Turiya padam, the absolute goal in terms of Turiya chaitanyam, in terms of knowledge. A person discovers the Turiya atma when this ignorance caused error become resolved. Tayoho viparyase kshine. When these false things in terms of ignorance and ignorance caused erroneous perception resolve, a person accomplishes the absolute end in terms of turiyam, turiya atma, in terms of knowledge. This is the literal meaning of the 15th karika. How many times teaching is repeated here, isn't it? That's why I said we don't need homework after Gaudapada Karika study. Swapna, I'm reading the Bhashyam now. You have to wait the same page for two lines. Swapna jagritayoho anyatha rajvam sarpahaiva grinnataha tattvam svapnaha bhavati. Svapnaha bhavati. Tattvam grinnataha. Svapna jagritayoho. Svapna jagritayoho means what? For the Vishwa and the Taijasa. For the experience of obtaining in the waking state as Vishwa for him, and the experience of obtaining in the dream state as Taijasa for him, for Vishwa and Taijasa, Anyatha Rajvam Sarpahaiva Grinnataha Tattvam. Who mistake the truth to be different from what it is, like mistaking the rope to be snake. Just as mistaking the rope to be a snake, so the Taijasa and the Vishwa, who mistake the truth to be different from what it is, for him there is Swapnaha, there is dream. So we have to stop here and understand. What does it mean? There is dream means what? Already Gaudapada Acharya is presenting this waking world where we are living now is also like a dream only. Now we are all in dream only. So it means the real dream is dream number one, and this waking experience is what? Waking state is also another dream number two. To wake up from, for us to understand that the dream which we are going through during the dream state is not real, we have to wake up from sleep of sleep. From we have to convert ourselves from the status of being a dreamer to waker. Only when we understand, when a dreamer becomes the waker, only on waking him from sleep, he can discover the dream being not real. As long as the person is in dream, the dream is very real for him. Only when he wakes up from sleep, then he can understand the dream being not real. Similarly, as long as a person is in the sleep of ignorance of the self, but does not know the truth, then this waking world also, which is actually the dream, we mistake this dream to be real. Only when you wake up in the sleep of ignorance, as the pure consciousness, as Turiya Atma, from the standpoint of Vishwaha, dream being not real can be understood. The standpoint of Turiya Atma alone, this world also being not real will become very clear. Four. Is the next sentence is Nidra Tattvam Ajanataha Tisrushu Avastashu Avastasu Tulya Tattvam Ajanataha. For the person who is ignorant of the self, ignorant of the truth, Tattvam Ajanataha, for the person who does not know the truth, sleep, the ignorance is the same in all three states of experience. An ajnani does not become a jnani. An ajnani who is ajnani in the waking state, of course, continues to be ajnani in dream state also, continues to be ajnani in deep sleep state also. If at all, jnanam can be attained only in the waking state. The person who is ajnani in the waking state definitely is a jnani in dream state and deep sleep state also. There's no bondage for him. Therefore, tattvam ajanataha nidra tisrushu avasthasu tulya. The person who does not see the truth, does not know the truth, sleep in terms of ignorance is there in all three states of experience. The same. Swapna nidrayoho tulyatvat vishvatayjasayoho ekarashitvam. See, the sleep ignorance in terms, the sleep in terms of ignorance, or dream in terms of erroneous perception, are similar. No, they are common features of this Vishwa and Taijasa. Therefore, they both belong to the same category. Ekarashitvam. They both belong to the same category means what? Category of being bound by samsara. Is it possible for me to have some freedom when I'm in dream? Once you're bound in the waking state, you're bound in the dream also. Temporary experience we can have. Even there's no freedom. So, there's no freedom for them. Anyatha rahana pradhanyat. Why? What's the reason? Anyatha, erroneous perception is the predominant feature here. See, ignorance by itself is not a problem. Suppose ignorance alone, if you do not know what is this rope, it's okay. Only when, as a result of it, you see the snake upon the rope, the fear comes. I do not see the rope as a rope, finished. Is there a fear? Not seeing the rope as a rope doesn't cause any fear. But to see the rope as a snake, fear comes. So anyatha grahanam is the worst problem. Ignorance by itself is not a problem. Erroneous perception causes the problem, isn't it? Therefore, what Acharya says, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, anyatha grahana pradhanyat gunabhuta nidra iti tasmin viparyasaha swaptaha swapnaha. So here, as it is erroneous, the problem of erroneous perception is highly predominant in those two states, ignorance is of second importance. Gunabhuta nidra iti tasmin viparyasaha swapnaha. Therefore, what is false is only the erroneous perception. Ignorance is of secondary importance. Tritiye tu sthane. Tritiye tu sthane. Tattva ajnana lakshana nidra eva kevala viparyasaha. Whereas in the third, with reference to third pada, prajnaha, tattva ajnana lakshana nidra eva kevala viparyasaha. What is there as false is nothing but sleep in the form of total ignorance. Sleep in him of total ignorance. Are you listening? Okay. Tattva ajnana lakshana nidra eva kevala viparyasa. Only the sleep in the form of ignorance is the problem with reference to tritiya pada, the prajna. But with reference to other two padas, ignorance is of secondary importance, because what is predominant causing the samsara is erroneous perception. That's what he discusses there. Ataha, so what? So what if ataha, therefore, tayoho karya karana sthanayoho anyatha grahana agrahana lakshana viparyase karya karana bandharupe paramartha tattva pratibodhatah kshine. Now what he says, paramartha tattva pratibodhah, paramartha tattva pratibodhah. Pratibodhah means doubt free clear vision of the absolute reality. And result of the clear vision of the absolute reality, when this bondage caused by cause and effect resolve, bondage caused by cause and effect in terms of ignorance and erroneous perception resolve, again cause and effect in terms of ignorance and erroneous perception resolve, what is that? Anyata agrahana agrahana lakshana. See, this agrahanam and anyata agrahanam, ignorance and erroneous perception, which are in the form of cause and effect, they alone cause the bondage. And when they resolve as a result of the knowledge of the absolute reality, turiyam padam ashnute, a person attains the turiyam in terms of knowledge. The person accomplishes the absolute end. So, having the vision of the truth itself is what accomplishing the end, goal. Turiyam padam ashnute tada ubhaya lakshanam bandharutpam tatra apashyan. When the person arrives at or discovers the absolute reality in terms of its nature of consciousness, there, not seeing this cause and effect in ignorance caused samsara, erroneous perception, in of bondage, then he becomes established in the vision of the truth. Become established in the vision of the truth. తత్ర నిశ్చితః భవతి. సో రిమైనింగ్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ ఇన్ ద విజన్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రూత్ ప్రీసపోజెస్ వాట్ రెజల్యూషన్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ అగెన్స్ట్ కాస్ ఎరోనియస్ పర్సెప్షన్ విచ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ వాట్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ తురియం ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ విచ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ వాట్ రిమైనింగ్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ ద విజన్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రూత్. So it means ignorance has to be resolved. Ignorance is resolved, that's enough. Error will resolve simultaneously. Even though we talk about two as a two problems, cause and effect, cause and effect. They seem to be two. Error will resolve simultaneously when the ignorance resolves. When the cause goes, karana nashe karyasya nashaha. When the cause is destroyed, effect becomes destroyed simultaneously. Repeating so many times the same problem. So, this is what causes bondage. So, freedom is dependent on resolving these two factors. That's what he said until now. In 15 karikas. Okay? Karana nashe karyasya nashaha. Karyasya nashaha. So resolution of the effect happens when the cause is resolved simultaneously. Okay. 16th karika now. So, I like Shankar Prabhupada's this word, paramartha tattva pratibodha, knowledge of the absolute reality is the only means of resolving the ignorance, the problem up to the moment of sleep and the dream, you know, so ignorance and erroneous perception, in resolving which one remains established in the vision of the truth. 16th karika. Anadi mayaya supto yada jiva prabudhyate. Anadi mayaya supto yada jiva prabudhyate. Ajamanidramaswap అజమనిద్రమస్వప్నం అద్వైతం బుధ్యతే తదా అద్వైతం బుధ్యతే తదా అజమనిద్రమస్వప్నం అద్వైతం బుధ్యతే తదా బుధ్యతే తదా అనాది మాయయా సుప్తో యదా జీవః ప్రబుధ్యతే అనాది మాయయా సుప్తో యదా జీవః ప్రబుధ్యతే అజమనిద్రమస్వప్నం అద్వైతం బుధ్యతే తదా ద్రమస్వప్నం అద్వైతం బుధ్యతే తదా. ఓకే, దిస్ జీవ సుప్తః, ది జీవ ఈజ్ ఫాస్ట్ అస్లీప్. హౌ లాంగ్ హ్యాస్ హీ బీన్ అస్లీప్? అనాది మా, ఓకే, ఫ్రమ్ బిగినింగ్లెస్ టైమ్ దిస్ జీవ ఈజ్, and the spell of the sleep of ignorance from beginningless time. Why? Because what causes this ignorance, ignorance itself is beginningless, because ignorance is nothing but beginningless maya, anadi maya. Anadi mayaya suptaha jivaha. This jiva has been asleep from beginningless time, because the sleep of ignorance is caused by the beginningless maya, power of beginningless reality. timeless reality, eternal reality. And jivaha yada prabudhyate, when this jiva wakes up from the sleep of ignorance, this jiva who has been asleep from beginningless time, when he wakes up from sleep of ignorance, yada jivaha buddhyate, prabuddhyate, when he wakes up, he doesn't wake up himself, he is woken up. Okay? When he is woken up, it is then he recognizes. He is woken up from sleep of ignorance, he recognizes. What? He recognizes the reality obtaining as the self being unborn, ajam. Only when he has to see the absolute reality, formless reality, obtaining in a pure knowledge as the truth, as the one's own self also. Then he sees what? He sees the reality, he can understand. Definitely consciousness is unborn, ajam. Then anidram asvapnam. This he sees the consciousness being free from this turiya atma, the chaitanya, turiya chaitanyam, being free from sleep of ignorance and the dream of erroneous perception. Consciousness being free from the sleep and dream in terms of ignorance and erroneous perception. Not only that, he understands this Turiya Chaitanyam being non-dual. Advaitam, Ajam, Anidram, Aswapram, Buddhyate. Okay, this is the literal meaning. Unless and until a person is woken up from sleep of ignorance, until a person wakes up from sleep of ignorance, there's no way of seeing the truth. And seeing the truth itself is what? Seeing the truth in terms of its nature of birthlessness. Seeing the truth in terms of its nature of being free from ignorance, ignorance caused erroneous perception, and seeing the truth being one non-dual reality. Truth is non-dual. Only when you see the understand the truth, you can see the truth being non-dual. This is what Acharya says in his 16th Karika. So how is now commented upon by Adi Shankaracharya? Let us see here. Yaha ayam yoyam, yaha ayam samsari jivaha. This jiva who is a samsari, who is bound by this life of transmigration, the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, this jiva, saha ubhaya lakshanena tattva pratibodha rupena. Tattva pratibodha rupena.
342.
Abhijatmana anyatha grahana lakshanena anadikala pravruttena maya lakshanena swapnena mama ayam pita ayam putraha ayam napta kshetram pashavaha aham esham swami sukhi dukhi kshaitaha aham anena vardhitaha anena ityevam prakaran swapnan sthana dvayepi pashyan suptaha. He just exactly says, when a person is ignorant, and the person who is ignorant of the truth is samsari, and he is asleep, and he is he sees both these dreams. Dream as a Taijasa, his dream, he sees the dream number one. As a Vishwa, he sees this dream number two, and this the so-called waking state experience, waking universe also. When he in these two states, when he is in dream, how does he see? He entertains all wrong notions. He has all wrong notions about the self. He has very strong wrong identity with his body. As a result of which, he has wrong notions about the self. And he adds all attributes to I am. This I am is knowledge. I am is knowledge of self-existence. It is beautiful knowledge. It's a blessing in disguise. I am is a beautiful knowledge of self-existence. It's a blessing in disguise, which alone enables a person to discover what I am, what I is. It's nice. But what happened? He adds all attributes. First of all, he says, I am Mama Pita. This is my father. And this is my son. I am Putraha. This is Napta. This is my grandson. Then Kshetram. Look at this. This is my land. This belongs to me. Pashavaha. See, in India those days, having the cattle is one of the forms of wealth. Even I think everywhere, I think. No? So you may Pashavaha. These all my cattle, my wealth, cattle wealth. Aham Yesham Swami. I am owner, the master of all these possessions. Aham Sukhi. Sometimes he says Aham Sukhi, I am happy. Sometimes he says Aham Dukhi, I am unhappy. So Aham means I am is fine. But when he adds Aham Sukhi, Aham Dukhi, I am happy and I am unhappy, this happy, unhappy are attributes added to I am, which are expressions of his confusion, delusion, erroneous perception of the self. I am is knowledge of self-existence, but when you add anything to I am, as Aham, I am man, I am woman, I am unhappy, I am happy, anything added to I am becomes an attribute superimposed upon I. An attribute superimposed upon I, which is a wrong notion one has about oneself, which is superimposition, which is an expression of what? One's erroneous perception of the self. Therefore, he says, and also, Aham Kshaitaha. Aham Kshaitaha means what? I'm the loser. Aham Kshaitaha. I'm the loser. Okay? Anena, because of this given reason, I'm a loser. Anena Aham Vardhitaha. Look at this. I've really grown on this point. Based on this point, I'm grown. So the growth and the decline of his possessions, first of all of the objects, again because of my sense are superimposed upon I as my growth and my decline, etc. Itevam prakaran swapnan. This is how he sees dreams. Sthanadvayepi. In the waking also, the waking state also, he sees the dream like this. And in dream state also, he sees the dream like this. Seeing this dream, he remains asleep. Supashyan suptaha. Seeing these dreams of two types, in two states, he is asleep. Why? Because this is anadikala pravruttena maya lakshanena swapnena. He sees his dream because not something newly he sees, being subject to the problem of ignorance, okay, from beginningless time, has been seeing this dream also from beginningless time. Okay, and what are the problems actually? Agrahana, anyatagrahanam are the problems. It is purely because of agrahanam, purely because of the non-recognition of the truth alone, he mistakes the truth to be different from what it is, anyatagrahanam. Agrahanam is not there, how can there be anyatagrahanam? If there is no ignorance of the truth, then there must be knowledge of the truth. If there is knowledge of the truth, then there is no need for him to mistake the truth to be different from what it is. The problem is, again, the truth of the whole, everything in the world happens to be truth of oneself. The ignorance of the truth is the truth of ignorance of one's own self. Ignorance of the reality of the universe is ignorance of one's own self. That is why here the problem is worse. The problem becomes centered on I. The problem is on somebody, for somebody else. We'll say that, okay, we pray to Bhagavan for resolving your problems, which are nice things, isn't it? The problem is a one's own problem. That is what is very important here. The problem, the ignorance of the truth is actually ignorance of one's own self, and which contributes for the fundamental problem of, you know, a problem of seeing one's own self being affected with samsara. Therefore, this anadikala pravruttena maya lakshanena swapnena, because of this dream, okay, the dream of erroneous perception, which has been there from beginningless time, being caused by the beginningless maya, in the form of ignorance and erroneous perception. This is how samsari jivaha is experiencing dreams in both states of experience, the waking state as well as in the dream state. So, Gaudapacharya, what he says, the heart of Gaudapacharya is brought to light by Adishankara Bhagavatpada and making us understand. Please understand this world where you are now, or experiencing now as the waking state, this also is like the dream only. If you think this world is real, you are in dream. Make sure you are not awake. If you think this world of duality where I am here is absolutely real, of course it is not unreal. You think it's absolutely real, thereby you shift, you become dependent on this world for your happiness and security, then you are in trouble, really real trouble. The world is not a source of security, nor it is not a source of happiness. We mistake the world to be, this is called erroneous perception of the world also. Erroneous perception of the truth results in erroneous perception of the world. That you mistake this world to be real, thereby what happens? You become dependent on the world for your happiness and security, and which is again, which will result in big disappointment. It is not an ordinary pain that you have to go through as a result of misplaced trust. It's all because of erroneous perception, isn't it? So, that point, Shankara Bhagavatpada, the main teaching is what here? In Shankara Bhagavatpada's effort is to make us understand this fact. In spite of seeing the duality, it is possible for one to see the duality being mithya if a person has the vision of the non-dual reality. With the vision of the non-dual reality, in spite of seeing the duality, you can see it being not real. You can negate it. Otherwise, if you take this world of duality which you are experiencing as absolutely real, but not knowing the truth, then the misplaced trust upon the world that it is real, it is a source of security and happiness, will result in what? Greater pain. Intolerable pain. Suffering. Therefore, if you mistake, it means you are in dream. You are not awake. You can't afford to be asleep anymore. Acharya's warning teach is over here. You cannot afford to be asleep anymore. If you think this world of duality is real, please understand you are not awake. You are in dream. You are asleep. You are in dream means you are asleep. So what should you do? You must wake up from sleep of ignorance and to resolve this dream. So to free yourself from the bondage caused by this dream of erroneous perception. That is the teaching here. Otherwise, much we all understand, all the words are very clear for us. So, even this relationship, for not only I sense, also my sense. First of all, there is erroneous perception of the self in the sense, I mistake myself to be different from what I am. I mistake the body, mind, and complex for the self. Then, with this erroneous perception of the self, then anything and everything belonging to this body, mind, and complex also are looked upon as mine. I sense results in my sense. So, the ahankara results in mamakara also. So, having this ahankara, mamakara, erroneous notion one has about oneself, thereby the sense of possession one has, these two are what? Expressions of erroneous perception caused by ignorance of the truth. Therefore, this is how a person is asleep, see, going through this experience of these two dreams in both states. Then what is the solution? How can the person wake up from sleep? So Acharya says, Shankara Bhagavatpada continues his commentary, the same page 342. Tattva abhijnena. Here he brings Acharya's favorite topic, talking about the Guru Sishya Sampradaya. So the Guru is beautifully presented by Acharya, beautiful words are used. Abhijnaha. Abhijnaha means the knower. Knower of the truth. Abhijnaha. Tattva abhijnaha. Tattva abhijnaha is the knower of the reality, knower of the tattvam. Abhijnaha means knower. Tattvam, the truth. Tattva abhijnaha, knower of the truth. As the subject matter of the Vedanta Shastram. Knower of the truth must be the knower of subject matter of the Vedanta Shastram. Knower of the truth must be the knower of the subject matter of the Vedanta Shastram. Why? Because Vedanta Shastram is the pramanam here, which reveals the truth, which consists of the subject matter of the reality. Therefore, Vedanta Artha Tattva Abhijnaha Guruhu. Vedanta Artha Tattva Abhijnaha Guruhu. Guruhu is the one who has the knowledge of the reality, the subject matter of the Shastram. Therefore, and he must have received this knowledge also from his Guru, who would have been another Vedanta Artha Tattva Abhijnaha. The teacher, once having this wisdom, he cannot be a very selfish person. He is Paramakarunikaha. Guru who is Paramakarunika. Any guru. The words Acharya uses becomes lessons for all of us also who play the role of teachers. No? Paramakarunikaha. ஐ டவுட்லெஸ்லி சீன் ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ. பரமகாருணிகா, தி பர்சன் ஆஃப் எக்ஸால்டட் கம்பேஷன், தி எக்ஸால்டட் பர்சன் ஆஃப் ட்ரெமெண்டஸ் கம்பேஷன், பரமகாருணிகா. பிகாஸ் இன் தமிழ் வி ஹவ் பியூட்டிஃபுல் சேயிங், யாம் பெற்ற இன்பம் பெருக இவ்வையகம். ஸோ வாட் எவர் ஜாய் ஐ ஆம் என்ஜாயிங், லெட் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் ஆல்சோ என்ஜாய். தி குரு இஸ் அ மெக்னானிமஸ் பர்சன் ஆஃப் மெக்னானிமிட்டி, லெட் யா போ இஸ் கான். Only now it is gone. I think only now it is gone. Okay. Yeah. Gauri Shakti touches works. Okay. She's Gauri. So, because all Devi's names, no? Parvati, Gauri, Bhargavi, it's all sitting. How can it not work? So, Paramakaranikaha Guruhu. So, the magnanimity goes with the vision of the magnanimous reality. Isn't it? How magnanimous the person is? What are the vision? What is his compassion? What is vision the person has? Because there's no greater thing than the reality. And the person has the vision of the absolute reality, the most magnanimous thing in the world. Of course, he is the person of the widest vision. Therefore, naturally, his compassion also is what? Tremendous. Therefore, Paramakarunikaha Guruhu Vedanta Artha Tattva Abhignyaha, number one qualification. Second quality, now he's a Paramakarunikaha, is exalted person of tremendous compassion. And he says what? Na asi evam tvam. Tvam evam na asi. You are not exactly as what you're thinking of yourself. You are not as what you are thinking of yourself. What you are thinking of yourself is different from what you are. You are different from what you are thinking of yourself. Evam tvam na asi. Na asi evam tvam hetu phalatmakaha. Hetu means cause. Phalam means effect. You are not in the form of this bundle of causes and effects. You are not as what you think of yourself. What does it mean by saying hetu and phalam? You see, being the doer is the cause for one to become the enjoyer. So hetu palatmaka means mistaking yourself to be a doer and enjoyer. You think you are the doer, you think you are the enjoyer. You are not actually as what you are thinking of yourself. You are not the doer. You are not the enjoyer. You think you are the doer, then you become the enjoyer also. The doer has to exhaust the result of the actions. You are neither the doer nor the enjoyer. So you are free from kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. The status of being enjoyer is as a result of having the status of being the doer. You are neither both. You are not any of that. But, know who you are? Kim tu, but you are Kim. Tu tattvamasi. You put kin and tu together, but. Kin tu, but. You are not, you are tattvamasi. Tatu Tvamasi, you are that absolute reality, Brahma. The Turiya Chaitanyam. You are not the waker. You are not the dreamer. You are not the sleeper also. But you are the very existence of the waker, dreamer, sleeper. You alone are there as all of them, lending existence to all those qualifications. But you are distinct, even though you are not distant from those three states of experience. You are distinct, Turiyam Chaitanyam. You are the pure consciousness, Brahma, Tattvamasi. You are that absolute reality. Iti Pratibodhyamanaha. These students who is being woken up in this manner, being taught by the teacher. Okay? Pratibodhya, the student who is being woken up by the teacher through this teaching. So teaching is the only way of waking up. There's no other way of waking up. What happens? Tada evam pratibuddhyate. Then the person understands in this manner. Which manner? In the following manner. Srila Prabhupada is going to say, when the understanding of the truth happens, when the person wakes up from sleep of ignorance, the teaching, somewhere in other Upanishad we have this, the beautiful, the teacher comes with a big noise, drum. The drum is what? Vedanta Dindima. Okay? And he really bangs. It's not easy to wake him up, you know. He's so fast asleep. So he has to bring a big drum of Vedanta Shastram. Dindima, Vedanta Dindima, isn't it? And he has to bang really to wake him up. The teaching is like a banging. Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi. You are not what you are thinking of yourself. Tattvamasi. Banging, isn't it? So banging wakes him up. Tattvamasi iti pratibodhyamanaha. Who is being woken up in this manner. Tada, only then, tada evam pratibuddhyate. The student understands katham, how, that is said in the following sentences, the same page. Yes. Na asmin bahyam abhyantaram, bahyam abhyantaram va janmadi bhava vikaraha asti. Sentence number one. Okay. Na asmin bahyam abhyantaram va janmadi bhava vikaraha asti. Asmin mean what? Asmin, in this turiyam, turiya atma, in this reality which has been arrived as the content of I, the experiencer, the pure consciousness, there is no this modification. Bhava vikaraha asmin nasti. See, bhava vikaraha nasti. There is no this modification in terms of birth, etc. When you learn Tattvabodha, you would have understood sixfold modifications happening on the part of the body or any material thing. Asti, jayate, vardhate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, nashyati. So first exists in a given form, then it becomes from unmanifested form, becomes manifested as birth, unmanifested form, then manifestation through birth, then growth, then metamorphosis, then declining, decaying, then completely getting disintegrated. So these are the unavoidable sixfold modifications. So he doesn't mention all the modifications. His birth, etc., Shankaracharya says. So, janmadi bhava vikaraha asmin nasti. See, all these modifications, such as birth, etc., are not there and a part of consciousness, implied by the term Turiya Atma. Not only here, Bahyam. See, Bahya, the problem is the modifications which are pertaining to, modifications pertaining to the external physical body, birth, etc. Abhyantara means what? Modifications pertaining to subtle body, mind, such as all emotions, desires, likes and dislikes, anger, hurt, guilt, jealousy, hatred, fear, anxiety, all these belonging to the mind are not there for consciousness. The identity shifted from the body to the consciousness. Identity shifted from the mind to the consciousness. You can become objective towards these problems, then you do not internalize these problems. I am happy, you will not say. I am unhappy, you will not say. If identity is with the consciousness, when identity is with the consciousness, you see these problems, you see these modifications pertaining to the external physical body or the internal mind, do not see them as yours. As the, you do not see in consciousness. Then, placing I in consciousness, cognitively, when you become objective towards the body and mind, especially towards the mind, you do not internalize the problems of the body and mind as yours. You become objective. So to be objective towards one's body and mind, thereby not to internalize these problems as one's own problems, needs what? Shifting of identity from anatma to atma. The biggest job. That's what the guru's teaching helps. For which you have to see what you are. You have to resolve the ignorance, and thereby you have to see what you are. For this teaching helps. This is what is being woken up. So here, na asmin bahyam abhyantaram va janmadi bhava vikaraha asti. Ataha, therefore what? Once you see all these problems, modifications belong to the external physical body and the internal mind, then ataha ajam sa bahyabhyantara sarvabhava vikara varjitam ityartaha. So ajam means, so the person sees thereby the self being unborn, who is free from all these modifications pertaining to the external physical body and the internal mind. Isn't it? See this, first of all, not seeing what I am is agrahanam. Not seeing what I am is not seeing what is. Not seeing what is not seeing what the truth is. This is agrahanam, non-recognition. Thereby, thereafter, thinking that I am the body, taking the what I am not, body means I'm comprised as I is what? Anyatha agrahanam. This is adhyasa. Adhyasa is followed by what? Adhyaropa. Then the body's problems are looked upon as my problems. The modifications of the body, modifications of the mind, in terms of all emotions, are looked upon as my problems. It's called internalizing. Internalization of the external. What is not yours? These are all superimpositions, adhyaropa. So, he says now, in the wake of the jnanam, he sees all these problems being not there on the part of Turiya Atma. Sa bahyabhyantara sarva bhava vikara varjitam. Okay. Yasmat janmadi karanabhutam na asmin na asmin avidyatamo bijam nidra vidyate iti anidram. Shankar Bhagavatapada comments upon the next word anidraha. This turiyam, turiyam chaitanyam is anidram. Anidram means sleepless. Sleep, it is devoid of sleep. What is sleep here? Ignorance. And what is ignorance? The cause. Janmadi karanabhutam. Avidyatamo bijam nidra navidyate. There is this Turiya Chaitanyam is free from sleep. The cause of ignorance, the darkness of ignorance, which is in the form of the cause of birth, etc. The samsara in the form of birth, etc. Janmadi karanabhutam. Ignorance is the cause of birth. And that ignorance, the doctor's of ignorance, is sleep, which is not there and the part of Turiya Chaitanyam. Therefore, Turiya means to be what? Anidram. Ajam, first he explained, then Anidram. The Aswapnam, same. Tat Turiyam Ataha Eva Aswapnam. Therefore, this. The cause of erroneous perception in terms of ignorance is not there in the part of Turiyam. Therefore, Turiyam does not have erroneous perception also. Aswapnam. Tan nimittatvat anyatha grahanasya. He says, as ignorance is the cause of erroneous perception, ignorance itself being not there, erroneous perception also is not there in the part of Atma. Turiya Atma. Yasmat cha anidram aswapnam. Tasmat ajam advaitam. Therefore, what now? This consciousness is not unborn. It is advaitam, non-dual. Turiyam atmanam buddhyate tatha. It is then when he is woken up by this teacher who is the exalted teacher of tremendous compassion, then he sees the reality obtaining as the self, the Turiya Atma, as non-dual reality. Advaitam Turiyam Atmanam Buddhyate. He understands, he recognizes the reality as the self. The Shankaracharya says, Atmanam Buddhyate. Recognizes the true tattvam, not as something, as the very content of I. As the self, he recognizes this Turiyam as non-dual reality, the only reality. Okay, with this 16th karika is over. No, 17th karika. Here, the 17th karika is actually a brief commentary upon this one word, prapancha upashamam. Specifically, we have seen all the words, no? Nanta pragyam, nabahish pragyam, all that over. Now it's come to that one particular word, prapanchopashamam alone is specifically commented upon by Gaudapada Acharya in this 17th mantra, 17th karika. So, because in his, the previous mantra verse also, advaitam comes. The word Advaitam comes. The person recognizes the truth obtaining as the self, means he recognizes the non-duality, non-dual reality as the self. When the question comes, how come recognizing the reality, understand, reality of the whole universe is available for recognition as the reality of one's own self. Recognizes the truth is fine. So how does recognition of reality, appearing as the truth, will resolve, negate the objective universe, material universe? So how can we say that reality is non-dual? The one word, no? This also comes already, the Gaudapacharya mentions the previous verse, Karika. So Shankaracharya also mentions that in his commentary. Therefore, again, as an answer to that, comes prapancha nivrutya chet pratibuddhyate anivrutte prapanche katham advaitam ityuchyate. The question is what? Prapancha nivrutya advaitam pratibuddhyate. Non-duality of the reality, or reality being non-dual, is understood if the universe becomes negated. The universe goes away. Prapancha nivritya. Yeah. Through the removal of the universe, or by removing the universe, Advaitam is understood. Anivritte, if the universe doesn't go away, universe continues to be there, how is it said that there is non-duality, reality is non-dual? Isn't it? So, we also can think that way, isn't it? Yeah, discovering what I am may help you understand that the same, the consciousness, the truth of the universe. But still there's a universe. I'm the knower. The knower is, I'm consciousness. The consciousness is one. Understand that. So I'm consciousness, I'm the knower, consciousness, and there is the jagat. There's only knower. The only knower is consciousness, distinct from the waker, dreamer, sleeper. Can understand that. But there's a known world, objective universe, isn't it? So, is this, what happens to this universe? Is it retained? Is it resolved? If it's still there, means how can there be, okay, non-duality? That's the question. For that, answer is given in this following 17th mantra, 17th karika. Prapancho yadi vidyeta, prapancho yadi vidyeta, nivartetana samshayaham, nivartetana samshayaham, maya matramidam dvaitam, maya matramidam dvaitam, advaitam paramarthataha. Marthataha prapancho yadi vidyeta, cho yadi vidyeta, nivartetana samshayaha, tetana samshayaha, maya matramidam dvaitam, tramidam dvaitam, advaitam paramarthataha. Paramarthataha. Let us tease. Paramarthataha. See, paramartha means absolute. Paramarthataha, absolutely. Paramartha, we say paramartha means absolute. Paramarthataha, absolutely. There is Advaitam. Absolutely what is only non-duality. Paramarthataha, absolutely what is there is only non-duality. Yadi prapanchaha vidyeta, if this universe is really, then nivarteta. Then the universe has to go away. Na samshayaha, definitely no doubt. See, what was the question? You understand the question now? Have you understood? The question is, even if I discover the truth, obtaining as myself, I take ownership of the truth as I am. Aham, I am the reality, consciousness. Still there is objective universe. How can we say there is non-dual reality? How can we say reality is non-dual? Still there is universe. Still there is duality. Consciousness and the material world. Still there is duality. So, which means this person, the person who is asking the question, understands the teaching, but still he's not able to see this universe being mithya. Therefore, the answer is coming here. Yadi vidyeta prapanchaha. If this universe exists really, then definitely what? It should go. Only then non-duality is possible. No doubt, na samshayaha. But what is the fact here? This universe does not exist really. It seems to be existent. It is seemingly there. It's as though there. If it universe does not exist at all, then we do not. Universe need not be negated. The universe is really there, it cannot be negated. The universe is really there, it cannot be removed. The universe is not there, it need not be removed. The problem is the universe is as though there. The universe has only seeming existence, apparent existence. It doesn't have real existence of its own. It is mithya. So, maya matram idam dvaitam. Idam dvaitam, Acharya says, Gadvacharya says, idam dvaitam, this duality in the form of universe. The duality in the form of the universe is only maya matram, is only appearance, mere appearance. The world of duality is a mere appearance. Maya matra means it's mere appearance. It is not really there. It's an apparent. Which means what is absolutely there is Advaitam. Paramarthataha Advaitameva asti. Absolutely what is there is only non-duality. World of duality is seemingly there. It's a mere appearance. It is not there really. If it is there really, to have Advaitam it should be said, removed. But is it practical? No. This is the meaning of the literal meaning of the Karika. That's why I said it's a commentary upon the word prapanchopashamam. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada makes us understand this karika very beautifully. Maya matram idam dvaitam. Idam dvaitam maya matram. This duality in terms of this world of the duality in the universe is on mere appearance means, Acharya says, sat, సత్యం ఏవం స్యాత్ ప్రపంచ యది విద్యేత. ఇఫ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ రియలీ ఎగ్జిస్ట్స్ దెన్ ఇట్ షుడ్ బి రిమూవ్డ్ టు బి ఫర్ ద రియాలిటీ టు బి నాన్ డ్యువల్. The removal of the universe is not possible. Removal of the universe is not necessary. Why? If it is real, it is not possible to remove. It is not real. It need not resolve, remove. It is only what? Rajvam sarpaha iva kalpitatvat na saha vidyate. The universe is not there. The universe does not exist really, as it is only simply superimposed upon the Atma, like the snake superimposed upon the rope. The universe is as real as the false snake superimposed upon the rope. Can you believe? Very difficult to accept, isn't it? Until now we are all okay, na? Okay, really, it is as good as real as the snake superimposed upon the rope. Yes, that is what is the meaning of the word maya matram. The word maya matram is a mere appearance, the false appearance, exactly like the rope snake superimposed upon the rope. So what does it mean? For you to understand what is only the rope, there's no second thing other than the rope. All that you need to discover is what is rope. In the wake of knowledge of the rope itself, simultaneously the snake will resolve in the very rope. Similarly here, in the wake of the knowledge of the reality being one's own self itself, the mere apparent universe also, the duality also will resolve. The duality, the appearance of duality, the appearance of the prapancha duality, if it is as good as the snake superimposed upon the rope, in the wake of the knowledge of the reality itself, the universe will resolve. The universe will get resolved as mithya. Kalpitatva, it's only superimposed, falsely superimposed. As this universe has the status of being falsely superimposed upon the Atma, like the snake upon the rope, this duality is not there. Okay, next. Vidyamanaschet na nivarteta na samshayaha. If the universe is really existent, it will not go away. It cannot be negated. No doubt. Nahi rajvam భ్రాంతి బుద్ధ్యా కల్పిత సర్ప విద్వాన సన్ వివేకత నివృత్త. నౌ హి సేస్ రజ్వాం కల్పిత సర్ప. ఓకే, ద స్నేక్ విచ్ ఈస్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్డ్ అపాన్ ప్రొజెక్టెడ్ అపాన్ ద రోప్ ఈస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది లాక్ ఆఫ్ డిస్క్రిమినేటివ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఇన్ ద ఇంటర్ బుద్ధి. Due to the lack of discriminative knowledge of what is open, what is snake in the intellect, it is possible for us to project the rope, the snake upon the rope. The projection of the snake upon the rope is due to the lack of discriminative knowledge. When the discriminative knowledge is there, vivekataha, that how erroneously, falsely projected snake upon the rope due to the lack of discriminative knowledge, gets negated as mithya in the wake of the discriminative knowledge. Vivekataha nivruttaha bhavati, sarpaha nivruttaha bhavati. The snake becomes removed, resolved, negated in the wake of the discriminative knowledge. Similarly, what he wants to say, we do not need anything else to negate the universe as mithya. See, the universe in terms of duality will become negated, resolved as mithya, in the wake of the knowledge of the truth obtaining as the self itself. Tattva jnanam itself is enough for us to see the world being mithya. The world is no more real. The world can be falsified as mithya. In spite of seeing the world of duality, in spite of experiencing, without doing anything physically, cognitively the world can be falsified, duality can be falsified as mithya, if there is a very clear ascertained vision of the reality is there. So all that we need is to negate the duality, to resolve the world of duality as mithya, the knowledge of the satyam itself is enough. That is why he says, the knowledge of the discriminative knowledge of the rope itself is enough to resolve the snake in the rope. Because the snake is false appearance only, it's not really there. So the world of duality also is really not there. This is the most difficult, most itching thing for us, isn't it? Oh, how this world is not real means very difficult to understand, to accept. Understanding at least happens, very difficult to accept. That's why this teaching needs assimilation. The perfect objectivity, which is freedom, is possible only when the world, the duality being mithya, is understood. Therefore, nahi rajvam branti buddhya kalpitaha sarpaha vidyamanasan vivekataha nivruttaha. I mean, discriminative knowledge of the rope and snake resolves the false appearance snake and the very rope itself. He gives one more example. Naiva maya mayavina prayukta tad darshinam chakshur bandha apagame vidyamana sati nivrutta. He talks about the magic. The magicians, mayavis, magic show used, presented, prayukta. Mayavina maya prayukta. This magic which is projected, presented by the magician, is not real as even it is being watched by the viewers, spectators. Darshinam, it is not real even as the magic show is on, as it is, you know, great excitement, it is watched also by the viewers, still it is not real. So when the magic show ends also, after that people know it's not real. Not that without removing the veiling of their eyes, even before that also it is not real. After also it is not real. It's only appearance. This world is as good as the magic show, which is not real even if it is seen. If it is not real, even it ends also. And there the show ends. This show will never end. You know, the perception of duality cannot be ended at all. perception of the world of duality will always be there continuously. In spite of perceiving the duality, it still can be understood to be a mere appearance. Then you do not overvalue, you do not mistake it to be real, you do not become dependent on the world for your security and happiness. You are the absolute reality, and the world here is mithya, the false appearance, being dependent on you for its existence. When you, the source of happiness, not knowing your nature, when you become dependent upon the false world which is not really there for your happiness and security, means it's absurd, isn't it? That is the teaching here. So tathatha idam prapanchakyam maya matram dvaitam. Therefore, what's the final teaching? Idam prapanchakyam dvaitam. See, he says prapanchah dvaitam, one word. This duality known as universe. Idam dvaitam prapanchakyam. This duality known as universe. Maya matram, a mere appearance only. Whereas, rajjuvate, what is real like a rope? Rajjuvate, like the rope. Maya vivate, like the magician. Cha, advaitam paramarthataha. This non-duality alone is absolutely real. Okay? How this magician is real with reference to magic show? How the rope is real with reference to rope snake? So also with reference to this false appearance of duality known as universe. Paramarthataha, non-duality alone is, non-duality is real. What is non-duality here? This reality is non-duality. Reality is non-dual. Being non-dual is the nature of the reality. The reality which is of the nature of being non-dual alone is what? Real. Why it is said to be non-dual? Because the reality is, by its very existence, it lends existence to the world of duality. Therefore, it is non-dual. You can stop with one word, ekam. Turiyam chaitanyam is ekam, one. Secondless, there is no second parallel reality. The only reality. Apart from that, whatever is there is what? Appearance. What is this? Mithya. Therefore, this universe also is appearance of the same reality. Therefore, it is non-dual. Prapanch idam tatha idam prapanchakyam maya matram dvaitam. Rajjuvat maya vivat advaitam paramartha. Asmat, therefore, nakasit prapanchaha pravrutaha. Therefore, what? The universe never appeared. Now, na nivruttaha, therefore, universe never goes away also. Doesn't come, doesn't go. Va asti iti abhiprayaha. So, what he wants to say, it's all in the perception only. It's all in your mind only. The duality you see only in your mind. Really, there is no duality. What is only the rope? And who sees the snake? Where is the snake seen? In your perception. The snake is your perception only. Because there is agrahanam of the rope. When there is agrahanam of the rope, the possibility of seeing the snake which is not there, it's all in your agrahanam, is in your buddhi. Anyathagrahanam also is in your intellect. So humility here, what is only Brahma Chaitanyam, Turiya Chaitanyam, what is the content of the I, apart from nothing else is here. And this world of this duality in the form of known as universe is there because of this Tattva Agrahanam. It is the non-recognition of the truth alone contributes for this false appearance to be mistaken for reality. Dvaitam Maya Matram. Advaitam Paramarthataha Satyam. Absolutely, what is real is non-duality. Dvaitam is only appearance. This is the teaching. Prabuddhaha. So, kaschit prapanchaha na pravruttaha na nivruttaha. Therefore, the universe does not appear, does need to disappear also. Ignorance goes, what seems to be there goes. Ignorance of the rope goes, snake goes along with the ignorance of the rope. Ignorance of the rope is, snake seems to be there, not really there. Even when there is ignorance, there is no real rope. Even after ignorance goes also, snake really does not go. Only the, your perception, perspective change alone happens. So universe doesn't go, universe doesn't come. It's all in your, change happens only, knowledge brings about change in your perspective. Nothing happens outside. Is the teaching. So what Shankar Bhagavatpada teaches mainly here, what Gaudapada Acharya says is, vision of the reality obtaining as one's own self itself is enough to see the duality being false appearance. It's not real. Falsifying this itself is what? Negation. That's what is as though undoing the reality, world of duality. Physically, really it is not, nothing, the universe is not destroyed. Okay. A thought of completing 18 verses. Okay. One more verse we have to do tomorrow. Any questions, Swamiji?
We say that the perception of the world is in the mind. But the mind is part of the world.
Again, Samji?
The perception of the world is in the mind.
Yeah.
The mind itself is part of Papancha.
Of course.
Yeah. So it creates a loop.
You know, the mind is also part of the world. But now, the problem is the mind only. Isn't it? Problem itself is the mind only. Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayoho. Mind alone, Swamiji. Swami, that is why it is the beauty, Swamiji. Let me make it. Can you take one more minute? It's time already. See, the mind, that's why resolution of the mind for good is the main aim of the knowledge. Only when the mind becomes resolved for good, there is Videha Mukti possible. Videhamukti. Videh, what is Videhamukti, Swamiji? Completely freeing oneself from the hold of mind is Videhamukti. You cannot push the mind away, isn't it? You have to free yourself from the hold of mind. Freeing one's mind is holding on to us. How long can the mind hold on to you? Mind can hold on to you only as long as ajnanam is. So resolving ignorance is the only way of freeing yourself from the hold of the mind, which is videhamukti. So mano nashaha, Swamiji, is actually nothing but having the total resolution of the mind in the wake of ignorance, in the wake of knowledge. So resolution of ignorance for good is resolution of the mind. Mano nasha. Of course, the problem is the mind only. We'll Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Did I say the mantra? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tatsat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. World is mind, Swamiji. The world is mind.